Okay, today's daf Yud Gimel. We're on Yud Beis and Yud Beis by the Mishnah. Here we go. Machnis Adam Peirosav Mipnei HaGanovim. You're allowed to bring in the Peiros on Chalamoy to guard them from Ganovim. Says Tosfos on top, Pirish Petosfos Harav Da Ba'asifas Peiros Ikka Malacha. It's a Malacha. Ki Da Aminim Aperek Ein Dorshin Gabi Chag HaAsif Asifah B'moed Mishari. Who said it's Mutter? Says Tosfos, Eini Yodea Ma Malacha. A Malacha is that? What are you doing wrong? What Malacha is that? Tiracha, maybe, yes. What Malacha? But Tarachion. Eat Tarach below Malacha, Asiri. If Tiracha without Malacha is Asir, Kihechi the Armory, Dehechi the Asi, Pragmatia. We ask for business. It's not Malacha there. It could lead to Malacha. Maybe the right thing now. What? Correct. So here, okay, right. Well, the Kamam Mishmaitin, Omar, Moed Mishum Tiracha. Moed is a tircha, but a tircha, and it's not a tircha. B'shem ha'hainu dafka b'davar shehu malacha. That might be only if something's also a malacha. Just interesting point, the halacha l'mayim doesn't really matter. Interesting point he points out. Anyway. What? Correct. Next. B'sholeh b'shonim in amishra. You're allowed to take the flax out of the soaking bat. B'shemel shalotov, it shouldn't get lost. B'lvad shal yechavin et malachta b'moed. As long as you don't wait to do it all, I'm going to do the chalamoy when I have free time. The kulam im kavana b'malach the moed yovedu. And all these things, I'll fix the toilet of chalamoy when I walk from work. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do it. That you're not allowed to do. Pana, we learned in a brisa. Ubelvad she'achnise b'tzira utoch beita. As long as you do it b'tzira, make a whole production out of it. If Yosef havelei kishure, if Yosef had these beams, alai linhu b'yamama. He brought them in the day. You should do a little private. You're doing it in broad daylight. Yeah. The tina is by day. How so? Why? Because given the belial of boy gavri yisere. Because if you do it at night, any extra people, and boy meduchre denura, and he torches a whole production. Avshad the mills. It's much more of a production. If I do it by day in the afternoon, who's around? No one's around. I'm doing my quietly. At night, I need people. I can't see any light. It makes a much bigger production. Okay. B'shalom p'shtonam in a mishra. B'yimin erab yirmiyam erab zera. Kivon malachto b'moed. Let's say I planned on doing this on Chalamoid improperly. I was waiting for Chalamoid. I have time off. And then I'm going to move my flax. And what happened? Umeis. And the fellow died. So do we make a kenas on the son? Because we said, the Mishnah said, if you do malacha, Reuven wanted to take the flax out of the vat on Chalamoid. He planned it. So the Mishnah said, if you do that, you lose it.
Right.
Now Reuven died. So do we make Shimon lose it, the son? He didn't do anything wrong. So, Imtim Salomar, if you want to say, Saram Ozen Bibachar, if Saram Ozen Bachar, if somebody pierces the ear of a Bachar animal, why does he do that? He does that because he doesn't want to make it a Bachar. He doesn't want to bring it as a Bachar. He wants to keep it. So I'll make a mum. You're not allowed to do that. If you do that, there's a knas on you. What about, is there a knas on the son? Right? So Saram Ozen Bachar Kanso Bno Achrav. You make a knas on the son. That's because mishum misura daraisa. That's in the daraisa. Now, as says Rashi in the last wide line, avol hai. But over here, the kivein malachto b'moed. The lavishu daraisa who? Even if you plan a whole year of doing chalamot, that's daraisa, right? The hod the lo mischavein mutter lagamri. And the proof is, if you don't have kavod to wait, it's totally mutter. It can't be malachto daraisa. Imtim Salomar, listen to this one. Mocher avodav la'avikochavim umeis. Let's say the halacha. You have an Eved Kenani. You're not allowed to sell him to a goy. You're not allowed to. Why not? Because an Eved Kenani is chayav mitzvahs like an isha. If he goes to the goy, he's not going to do any mitzvahs by a goy. So you're not allowed to sell him. Let's say you do sell him. So the halacha is, if somehow he gets free, you don't get him back. I don't know, somehow he runs away. Whatever it is, you don't get him back. They free the slaves, you don't get him back. So, does the Knas apply to the son?
So why would you? He sold him to someone else.
He sold him to a guy. To a guy.
He gets freed by the guy.
There's a din. World. Because of the din of Olam Bam Tavoda. You really can't even tell him. For sure not to a guy. So let's say somehow he gets free, whatever, you want to get him back. The answer is a Knas. He's free. What about the son? I didn't sell him. My father did it. Why should I lose that? We have a Kanani. Because he's mitzvah like an Isha. It's a din. So, imtim salama machala. Oh, what? Yeah, he's supposed to have mitzvahs like Anisha. The fact that you sold him to a guy. The fact that you sold him, yes. The fact that you sold him like to a guy will prevent him from doing. It's not going to keep mezuzah now. One has to put up a mezuzah. It's not going to put up a mezuzah now. The whole thing is it's terrible. So if you do that, it's a kanaf on you. If somehow he gets free, so do we kanaf the son? If we do kanaf the son, because he's not doing any mitzvahs now. That's a big thing. That's a terrible thing. It's not a daraisa. It's like a daraisa. Hachamai, what about over here? The two cases where we find kanaf the son, one's a daraisa by Bechor, and one's a horrible thing by the Eved. What about over here? It's not a daraisa. It's not such a horrible thing. So Gavra Knas Rabbanon, you Knas the man, but let's say he's not alive anymore. So why are you Knas the son for? Oh, Dilmore maybe? Mimona Knas Rabbanon. No, Knas on the money. For it's that still applies. Where we Knas the flax. It's not a Knas on you, it's a Knas on the flax. It doesn't matter if it's you or your son. So Amalei Tinisua. We have, this is an old story. Why? Because we learn like this. Sadeh, if you have a field, Sheniskavtsa, and it has thorns in it, bashvius, on Shemitah, Tizra, you're allowed to plant it, lamatze shvius. You're allowed to plant it for after Shemitah. Netavya, if you fertilize it, oh, Nidaria, or it's a different kind of way of fertilizing it, one small way, one's a big way. Either way, lo Tizra, lamatze shvius. You're not allowed to now plant it on matze shvius. Why? You did too much work now on Shemitah. Picking up thorns, that's not such a big thing, right? Bamar of Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Maktinan, Hativa, if you did that, Umeis, and then you died, Bino, Zora, your son concede. What do you see? We don't apply the Kanas to your son. You, we cannot. What are you busy fertilizing the tree? I'll do that. So you, we cannot. But you die, son will leave alone. Right? Alma, what do you see? Udide, Kansi Rabbanon, Libre, Lo Kansi Rabbanon. Right? For the father there was a kanas, not for the son. Hachanami, with the day kanser rabbanon, libre lo kanser rabbanon. Right? So Gemara Tosfos asks. Look at the second Tosfos. Look at the second Tosfos. Amar Pirish Bekuntris, Zaval Behemos. Now, what does this word mean? It means you're fertilizing with animals, right? Upirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Chorish B'charishi Yetzera, Ubi Yishav M'farish Kein. So, Mikol Makom says, so 1 second. Ein Nira, Shetehei Min HaTorah. This can't be, this is Daraisa. Whatever you're doing here on Shemitah, it's Daraisa. You're not planting. What are you doing? You're fertilizing. That's not a Daraisa on Shemitah. Mikol Makom, Ein Nira, Shetehei Min HaTorah. How can this be? This V'kasha, Heichi Muchach Minei B'bechoros, that we said was a doraisa. The mocher avdo nami perachasholeach hagabi eved to kuli alma mafkiyah mitzvos chomer tzei. You're not letting him do mitzvos. That's terrible, right? What about over here? On the rabbanon, it's very similar to chalamoy. What's the big deal? How can this be a comparison? So Tosfos answers that's to show you how bad makibik shmita is. So terrible. Omar Rabbeinu Tam, the Beshvius Nachmir. We're so Machmir by Shemitah. Kedamar Parakama, the Kedushin Parakama, Kama Kosha Avakashal Shvius. How bad even Avak Shvius, right? Even the dust of Shvius, right? Mishum Hachi, Yesh Livsho Kolhani. That's why this is a good answer. This is a good answer. You hear? Shvius is so terrible. Inami, another answer. Roy lahachmir tvei. It's roy to be machmir over here. Mibishum makom, mishum dahavi mizalzalimba. There are places where they would be mizalzal shmita. Kid the Amar and Azikin, sheyuchotin al shvius. They were suspected of not keeping shmita. Lekach ma'isi shafir minay. It's a good raya. It's not a raisa. Yeah, but it's very terrible. Okay. Amar Abaya. Nakhtidin, we have a tradition. Timei taharosav umes. If a guy is metame, your tar stuff, right? He just went to a funeral, comes back, doesn't like you. He comes to your kids, he touches everything. He makes every apple in your house tame, he touches everything.
It's not a problem for you, unless you recover, right? Unless you eat everything but the
correct. Umeis, and then he dies. So lo kan tu b'no achav. We don't knas the son afterwards. My time, why? Hezek she'en nicker, lo shmei hezek. It's not a recognizable hezek, it's a halachic hezek. What are the parameters of all that? It's not really for now to discuss that. L'didei kansu rabbanon, l'brei lo kansu rabbanon. So for such a knas like that, for such a damage, it's not a physical damage. What? We don't knas the son. How would we? I'll tell you how we would. Let's say Reuven breaks your window. It's the pay, broke the window, and then he died. So Shimon owes the money. The son owes the money. You have it all over. You have it all over. Here, It's a spiritual damage, a damage metaphysical. That there's no knas on the sun. Why not? Not for now.
Look at the guy who's annoying, who's a Cohen, the guy who's fully contaminated. Is that
It's also not.
Now he can't.
I understand, but it's a spiritual reason. If I go over, if I show this apple to you, say, what's wrong with it? It looks beautiful. Yeah, but there's tuma on there. What? What is that? It's a good question. Okay, next. Ein lochin batim avadim ubehema el l'tzorech hamoed. You're only allowed to buy houses avadim or ubehemas only for the moed. Oh, l'tzorech hamocher she'ein lo ma'yochel, or for the seller who has nothing to eat. Poor man. He's selling doorknobs. So I don't need a doorknob now, Chalamoy. The guy's got nothing to eat. He's very poor. Okay, I'll go buy a doorknob from him. Right? I'll use it one day, I'll need a doorknob. That you're allowed to do. Right? Mocha's a seller, right? Right? Sales guy's got stores not doing well. You go in there, you give him some business. That you're allowed to do.
Is there anything
in the Tzarach
Moed, it seems like you can buy something, flowers or whatever.
Correct. So you walk into Chal HaMoed, I need an iPod. Now you need an iPod. How's that for the Moed? Hey, you need it for Chal HaMoed, I understand. No, but you don't really need it afterwards. You shouldn't buy that on Chal HaMoed. Food, clothing, things you need for the Yontif, 100%. You don't really need it now. I understand. If that's the case, then fine. But I'm saying, if not that, right, you go to Toys R Us on Chol HaMoed, it's full of from people. So for the Yontif, they're buying toys for the kids. Nothing wrong with that. Everyone knows what you need for the money and what you don't.
Whatever, you're not allowed to pay off Dr. Benjamin's debt.
Who said that?
You said that.
Boy Mene Rav Amir of Nachman. Schar Pa'ula, She'ein Lo Ma Yochel Mahu. What about Schar Pa'ula? What does that mean? Rashi says, "Sheitin lo malacha ulscharo kadei shehelo ma yochel." I don't really need you to come. I'll hire you to come to my house and do work by me. I don't really need that work done on Chol HaMoed, but you need the money. It's very similar to buying something from somebody, right? So, what's the difference? The difference is you continue doing malacha, right? The Ritva explains that. If I go buy something from you, I don't really need it. I don't really need a doorknob now. But you, I know you need the money. All right. What malacha did I do? I didn't do malacha. Here, it's malacha being done. I'm going to have this guy go work in my field. Why? Because I know he needs the money. It's a malacha. A different question. So, Amalei, Tanina. We learned this already. It says, O l'tzarech ha-mocher she'ein lo ma'yochel. L'atzuye mai. What does that come to include? Lav l'atzuye. Doesn't it come to include schar pa'ula? Doesn't it come to include a worker? I'm like, no. Pirusha kap mafarish. It comes to include the Mishnah was just explaining itself, right? In other words, when it said, "Oh, letzarech hamocher," 1 minute. She'ein, then what does that mean exactly? She'ein lo ma yochal. Right? Perushe kama farish. Right? That the Tana was explaining the din that if the seller needs something, right?
Yeah, something because he doesn't have money.
Exactly. It's not a raya.
What that is.
Exactly. It's explaining. The guy's got nothing to eat. He's not doing well. It's not a raya that for a worker also is a mutter. Not a raya like that. Ezra Abaya. Is it a Brisa or a Mishnah? It says, it's a Mishnah later on. In Kos Vin Shtari Chov B'moed. You're not allowed to write Shtar Chovs on Chalamoid. Shouldn't write, moving on to $700. Vinein Mamino. You don't trust the guy. Oh, she'ein lo ma yochal, or the guy has nothing to eat. Who has nothing to eat? The borrower has nothing to eat. Harezi yichto. Then you can write it down. Now, what does she'ein lo ma yochal asuye mai? What does that come to include? Lav lasuye tchar pa'ula. Does that come to include a worker? It's a very difficult. Havamina. Shmamina. You see, from there it's true. Shmamina, you're right. But you're allowed to hire a worker. Chalamoid. It's no different than any other person who has a tzorich. Masav Rav Sheshes, the Chacham Omrim, the Chachamim say, Shalosh Umnios, Osin Malacha, Ba'arvi Pesachim Ad Chatzos. There are three things you're allowed to go. You're not supposed to do Malacha at Erev Pesach. Not supposed to do Malacha at Erev Pesach. But there are three exceptions. What are the three exceptions? Hachaitan, a tailor, Hasaprin, a barber, Ba'kosin, and a laundromat. We assume, first of all, Halacha is, it's not just these three. These three are examples of anything for Tzarech Yontif. Anything for Tzarech Yontif. Right? So can you go hire a guy to fix your water rafting boat? No. Because that's not for Tzarech Yontif. But you need, the suit has to be tailored 100%. It's not just these three. Anything you need for Yontif is 100%.
Yeah, but let's say you have 20 more
suits. Everybody, so, but you want to wear this one. I think it's okay. Everybody knows what's a Tzarech Yontif, what's not a Tzarech Yontif. Because there's a din that Erev Pesach, you're not really supposed to do Malacha so much. So, hachaiton, shekein hedyo, tofer kedarko b'chal shalmoid. The Gemara thinks that the reason why these three are mutter is because they're mutter on chalamoid. And if that's the case, every malacha should be mutter, because every malacha is mutter on chalamoid when the guy's got nothing to eat. That's going to be the Gemara's question. In other words, why is tailoring mutter in Erev Pesach? Because it's mutter on chalamoid. How is it mutter on chalamoid? Hedyo tofer kedaka b'chal shomoid. A hedyo is a lot of sew on chalamoid. It's not going to be a perfect job. It's wearable. Hasaprin b'kovsin, right? What about getting a haircut and getting a laundromat? Shekein abav b'dinu seyam. If somebody comes from overseas, he didn't have a chance to get a haircut before yontif or to wash his suit before yontif. Vayotzi beis hasur. If somebody gets out of jail on chalamoid, boom, that day they let him out. Mutar and Lisbor Lachavit Bechal Shemoid. You're allowed to get a haircut on Chalamoid. And only him. And there are a few cases. We're going to get into it later in the week. Only a few cases. Now, 1 second. If a worker that doesn't have any money can be hired to do anything, then call Malacha is Nami Lishteri. Then every Malacha is Mutter now. Why? Because any work is mutter when the guy's got nothing to eat. So I can find you a case where any malach is mutter on chalamoid. Even to fix your boat. Why? That guy doesn't need that guy, the boat fixer. So you'll hire him to fix your boat on chalamoid. Why? Throw him some money. So if that's the case, then everything's mutter on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says the whole premise is wrong.
Why can't you pay him money now for his work ethic?
He needs right now money.
No, he needs right. There
was no such thing like that in those days.
I'll
hire you now, pay you later. What do you mean?
The next week you come here, I'll give you money.
So next week pay me. So the whole, now the Gemara is going to answer, this whole premise is wrong. The whole premise that Erev Pesach is based on Chalamoid is all wrong. Maskevlar of Abba, Papa, El Mayata, Binyan Listery. Well, if that's the case, you can be able to build on Chalamoid, on Erev Pesach, on Chalamoid. Why? Shekein Kosel HaGoel Roshus Rabim. If a Kosel is going to collapse, so it's a rabbona kedakam ne sakana. A lot of fits it for a sakana. Maske floravina elamata lavla lishteri. You should be able to be a writer on chalamoid. Shkei kosvin kedushin git not nashim the git in v'shovrin. Because so many other things are written. So the whole thing is there's no chalamoid anymore. Everything's mutter. Why? Because I can find you cases where some things are mutter. Or better yet, everything's mutter on some cases. If that's the case, everything's mutter. So the Gemara says, "El, no, the whole premise is wrong." Amar Vashi, Moed Arba Asa Karamis. Who? What are you comparing Moed Chalamoid to Erev Pesach? They have nothing to do with each other. Moed Mishum Tirchahu. Moed issue is Tircha. So in extenuating circumstances, the guy's got nothing to eat. You don't trust him. All these cases. All right, you can violate a little bit Tircha. Write something down. Do some work. Makom Seda Shar Rabbanon. A loss is going to happen. The Rabbanon allowed it. Arba Asar has nothing to do, the four Erev Pesach has nothing to do with Chalamoid. It's Mishum Tzorech Yontif Hu. It's for Tzorech Yontif. Midi de Tzorech Yontif Shari Rabbanon. Midi de Lo Tzorech Yontif Lo Shari Rabbanon. Very simple. Okay? Very good.
Right, so getting back to the work there, you can do any work that, any amount of Tircha on Chalamoid, the guy needs money.
Correct. It's an exception for that guy. Again, yeah, you know, we all know who those people are. We all try to help them out. Right, it's the Ram. That's the best form of tzedakah. Best form of tzedakah is to give somebody work to do. So if you know that guy really needs the money, he's got a store. You don't need his items. People do that all the time. They go. They don't really need it. Ah, I'll go to give him the business. He's a little more expensive. It's all right. It's tzedakah. People do that all the time. So you can do the chalamoid also. What? People do it all the time. You can do the chalamoid also. Now, if it wasn't, if that wasn't the case, you shouldn't really be buying that on chalamoid. You don't really need that. I hear, all right. So the Gemara didn't mention Marisai.
Why is this guy plowing the fields?
I hear. I guess the concern that the guy should have more money overrides that. Next. Ain mefanin mibayis labayis. You don't go moving around furniture from one house to another house, right? Why not? So some say it's because it's a tircha. The Rambam says it's a tircha. The Ritva says it reduces simchas haregel. Because simchas haregel is that you're busy with this all day long with the furniture, right? The Ritva says it looks like it's a weekday. On a weekday, it's chalamoid. It's a little bit special. All right, all these reasons. Abel mafana hu lechatzero, but you can move it to the chatzer. Ein nevi'in kelim mibeis ha'uman. You're not allowed to bring kelim back from the uman, from the craftsman. I brought my kelim there to have him fixed. I can't go pick it up on chalamoid. But imchosheishlehen, if he's suspicious, maybe he'll keep it. Maybe he'll deny that he took it. Whatever it is, then mafan and lochatzer acheres. You can move it to a different chatzer where it's safe, not in your own chatzer. Like, all right, you get it out of there. You don't have to bring it into your house. There's no iser. It's just. So it's not an issue. I could say sorry, which is such a vague thing. It's not yontif thing. It's not chalamoidic. It's not chalamoid, the spirit of chalamoid to be busy moving things around. Now, so if you're afraid it's going to get ruined or afraid someone's going to steal it, then you can move it to the safest place possible.
Why would you be allowed to take it out of the house?
You're not allowed to.
He says you can pick it up.
The Gemara is going to ask that question. It's not off by saying you can't move things around. And then he said, no, but you can move from here to there. The Gemara asked exactly that question. No, the Seifa was talking about a different case. When you're going from the bias to the chatzar. Next. They may be in Kalim, Ibeza Uman. Amar of Papa, Badaklan Rava. Rava examined the situation and said, Tanan, Ain may be in Kalim, Ibeza Uman. You're not allowed to bring kelim. You're not allowed to go pick up your kelim from the craftsman. Ah, v'raminu malichin u'meviim kelim beis u'uman af al pi she'en l'tzorach hamoed. We have another member that says you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to go pick up the stuff. V'shavinan la, and we answered kan ba'arba aser. When you're allowed to pick it up, erev Pesach. Erev Pesach was a funny day. It's yontif. It's not a yontif. So that you can go pick up your kelim. Kan b'chal shamoed. When can't you? On Chalamoy. That's the first answer. Iboy Seima. Or another answer is like this. Ha v'ha b'chal shemoy. It's both talking about Chalamoy. Kan. When are you not allowed to pick it up? B'ma'amino. You trust the guy. What's going to happen to it? You trust him. Kan. When are you allowed to pick it up? B'she'en ma'amino. When you don't trust him. And v'atanya. And we learned. Mavi and Kalin the base of Uman. You're allowed to go pick up Kalin from the base of Uman. Kigon, for example. Kad beis hakara. My jug is by the jug guy. Kos mi beis hazage. My kos is by the kos guy. Avalot temer mi beis hateva. You can't pick up the wool from the wool person. v'lo kelim mibeis ha'uman, or other kelim from the beis ha'uman, v'nein lo ma yochal, if you don't have what to eat, no sein lo scharo, you pay him, u'meinichal netzlo. And you leave, but you leave it there. In other words, I'll prepay you. V'nein mamino, and you don't trust the guy, you're going to come back, he's going to say, what suit? Right? You don't trust the guy. Then, manicho b'bayis hasamachlo. You can move it to the house near you, meaning it's a safe place. V'im choshesh lahem shema yignavu. If you're afraid he'll steal it, then my v'im b'tzinu l'soch b'yisho. You can bring it into your house. Right? What do you see from here? There's a difference between whether or not you trust somebody. Big difference. Right? So the Gemara says, one second. So that's what this price was brought for. So the Gemara says, one second. Harad the mevi'im. That all makes sense to taking it out of the guy's house. Molichin kasha. But how could you bring it there to begin with? Diktani, ein mevi'im, v'kolshkein she'ein molichin. You can't bring it there. Yehovah says, you're right. Ela machvarta, kidashininim, meikara. You're right. The answer is, the first answer is the right answer. One is on the Erev Pesach, and one is on Chalamoid. On Chalamoid, we're stuck. Because what's the heter to bring it there, Chalamoid? There's no heter for that. You want to bring something on Erev Pesach? Nothing wrong with that. You want to bring your car Erev Pesach to get worked on? Nothing wrong with that. Chalamoid, you shouldn't be doing that. Right? Okay? Good? Okay, good. Next Mishnah. Mechafin esaksios bekash. You're allowed to cover. Tzios are harvested dates. Not dates. Figs, I'm sorry, figs. You're allowed to cover the figs with straw. Rabbi Yehuda over, Omer, af ma'avin. You can even cover it very thickly to protect them. What? On chalamoid, right. Mochri peros, ksus de kalim. If you sell peros or ksus or kalim, mochrin betzina l'toch ha-moed. What? L'toch ha-moed. You should sell them in a more, quieter way. Right? What does that mean exactly? So I think someone here says, they used to have in the Wild West, they had those saloons with those two doors. So they had similar types of doors. Only one should be open, not both. Different types of, we're not such, right? We're open for business. L'toch ha-moed. What? Limited capacity, right. Right. Hatzaidin, trappers, v'adishoshos, or people that do dush, the threshers, v'hagrusos, and the grinders, osin betzina l'tzarech ha-moed. Again, they do it betzina. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hey mechmir alatman. They don't do it at all. Shri Machmir shouldn't do it at all. Now, pligi bar rabchia bar abaya bar asi, v'tabayo mishmei dechizki of Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Omar, mechapin, what does the word mechapin mean? I said it means to cover. Mechapin means akluche, spread out, like thinly covered. Ma'avin, asmuche, and ma'avin means thickly covered. Chad Omar, no, mechapin means bein akluche, bein asmuche, whether it's thick or thin. And ma'avin, what does ma'avin mean? Osin oso kimin kri, you make it like a pile. What exactly that means, I don't know. Tanyanami haki. Ma'avin oso kimin kri, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Now, ma'avin means to make it thick. Mochri peiros, ksus, v'kelim, mochri betzina. So, ibayelahu. And then we said, Rabbi Yossi said, no, ma'achver. So, ibayelahu. Heinich kimir al atman, delohavi avdi klal. What it means that they were ma'achver, they don't do it at all. Or dilmor, maybe, delohavi avdi betzina. Or maybe it means they did it betzina. Because that part of the Mishnah, one minute. Mokwe, Ksus, Kalim, one second. It doesn't make any sense. The Mishnah said that they did a Bitsina.
Right.
What's what Rabbi Yossi said? What? I know. But what's it? So the Gemara asked, when it says that Rabbi Yossi said they were Machmir, does that mean they didn't do it at all? Or does it mean they did a Bitsina? The problem is even the Tanakhama said he has to do a Bitsina. So what's he adding on? Someone must ask that question, no? Right? Just the opposite. That it means like this. Tanakhama said you have to do a bitina. Comes along with Yossi, either they wouldn't do it at all, or the tzin is only a chumrah. Really, you don't have to do a bitina at all. You can do it for Hetzah. He's not got it. He's being makel now. If you want to be machmir, that tzin, that's only a chumrah. That's only a chumrah. You hear that? Tashma. So let's bring a raya. Mokre peros, ksos, the kalim, mokre betina, it's a rachamoi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tagre Tveria, the Tagar of Tveria, hein echmir al atzman, shloha yimokhan kol liquor. They wouldn't have done it, they wouldn't do it at all, which is what we thought it meant. Sade chayas va'ofos, the dogim, trappers, sade betina, let's a rachamoi. They would trap betina. Rabbi Yossi Omer, sade aku, the tzadim of aku, they wouldn't do it at all. Deshushe, chilka, the people that would thresh chilka's wheat. Tigris is a different kind of wheat. Tisti, different kind of wheat. Doshish and betzina, they would do it betzina, it's arach hamoi. Rabbi Yossi Omar, deshoshe tzipori, hey nechmir al atzman, shloha yadoshish and kol ikr. They wouldn't do it at all. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, chilka is chadalatarti. Chilka means you took the wheat kernel and you split it in half. Tigris, chadalatlas. Tigris means one into three. Tisni, chadalarba. One into four. I'm not exactly sure 100% what that means exactly. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. Kiyasar of Dimi Amar, kunta. He said it means kunta. What's kunta?
Spelt.
What does that mean, spelt? What means spelt? Chilka means spelt. Not that you cut off the wheat, but it means a different thing. It's spelt. What's spelt? It's a grain. What? Meisve. What difference does it make? We'll see in a minute. Chilka, tigris, betisni, tamei, and b'chol makom. They're always tamei. Bishlom, alamanda, amar. According to Abaya, who said, chada, latarti, latzlas, la'arba, who said you break it up into 2, 3, 4, mishamachi, tamei, and b'chol makom. That's why it's tamei. That's kashvar. Because it got wet. El Lamanda Amar Kunta, but according to Rav Dimi, who said it was made into spelt, am I Tamei Bechol Makom? Why are they Tamei? Hello, is Kasher? They didn't become wet. So Gemara says no. Kigon, for example, the Miklafon, where they, it was peeled, which means it got wet, because otherwise it can't get peeled. The Lav, the Shaila B'Maya, Lo Havi Mekalfa. If it never would have been soaked in water, it wouldn't be able to be peeled. But my car like chilka, why is it called chilka? The shakal chalkeu. Because you take it and you split it in half, or into thirds, or into quarters. Meisve, 1 second. Hano de min adagon. If somebody makes a neder, I'm not going to have wheat, I'm not going to have grain. Aser, af, bepul hamitzri yavesh. You aser to have even a dry Egyptian bean. Umutter balach. You're allowed to have wet. Why? It's not called grain. Umutter ba'orez, you're allowed to have rice, that's not called grain. Chilka, tigris, v'tisni. You're allowed to have all these things. So 1 second. Bishloma, lamanda, amar, chadol, tarti, chadol, tas, chadol, arba, shapir. I understand why you're allowed to have all this. Why? The nafkulumi toras dogon. It's not grain anymore. It's not dogon. Whatever dogon is, this is not it. Ela, lamanda, amar, kunta. But if you hold it spelt, dogon ma'alyahu. It's pure grain. Kasha, you're right, it's a Kasha. Kasha, you're right. What? Kasha, yeah. Not that kind of Kasha. What? Rahuna, Shari Lahu, Lahanu Kiruf Saisa, he allowed these people that sell spices, Lemizbal Lizvuni, Kiruchayu Bashuka, to go on Chalamoy and sell the spices in the shuk. Ezef Kahana. One second. Chanus Psucha Lestav Posech Vinol Kadarko. If the store is open on a side street, that's okay, stay open. Psucha L'Rashus Harabim. But if it's open to the Rashus Harabim, Posech Achaz Vinol Achaz. One door leave open, one door leave closed. Like we said before, it shouldn't be such a public opening. The Erev Yontif, Achron Shachad, but on the last day of Chalamoid, it's Erev Yontif, Erev second days, Moche, you can go. Ma'aser, Ashukia, Ir, Peros, Peshvil, Kav, Jot, Vachon. For a whole, you know, no holds barred for your second day's yondif. If they cover Jot, Vachon in, for the second day's, yeah. Mipne, Shalom, if they cover yondif, low. Not if it's a regular day of Chalamoid, not the second day, not Arab second day. You shouldn't do that. Right? Hezekiah and Ravuna, who allowed them to go open the store regular. Right? So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Ha Bepeiri. When are you not allowed to do that when it comes to fruit? Ha Betavlim. When are you allowed to? When it comes to spices. He allowed spices. What's the difference? Says Rashi. If it's Tavlin, Mocher Kedarko. You can do it regular. Kigon, Kruv, Bekarshinon. Those are not spices. Those are vegetables. Hakol Yodin, Lotorach Moed, Hen, Blekach Shadda. That's not a problem. Je'ein, Rowan, Leskayim. They're not going to last. Hildach, Afilu, Befahasio, Motor. As opposed to fruit, which they're not going out of style, they're not going out of season. Nothing's going to happen to them. That you should do in a more bitsin way. Hajjanalach Misha Hapach, Hajjanalach Misha Hapach, Hajjanalach Misha Hapach. Tomorrow we'll begin the next parak, and it's actually the last parak, no? Am I right? It's the last parak. What? Yeah, it's the last parak. It'll take us till the end of the Masechta. Everybody have a very good day.
So there are people who this way.